Hello and welcome to the Effectuation Conference 2024 podcast show, in which each participant contributes to extend our knowledge on effectuation in entrepreneurship. I'm Paul Stafford from Durham University in the UK, and in this episode, which we are calling Why You, Why Now, we are looking at the value of effectuation regardless of the culture or educational context. My guests with me today are around the world, and I'll ask them to go around the table and quickly introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Miki Koshimaoka. I'm from Tokyo, Japan. I teach entrepreneurship education at Waseda University and Kanagawa University of Human Services.
Hi, everyone. I'm Agnes Zur from Krakow University of Economics. That's in Poland. I'm an academic teacher and researcher there.
Good day, everyone. Bruce McHenry from South Mountain Community College in Phoenix, Arizona. I teach economics and entrepreneurship.
And my name is Karen Sada. I also teach psychology with Bruce McHenry in the Maricopa County Community Colleges, where I also work on innovation and entrepreneurship programming for our 10 college district.
Thank you all. You're very welcome. And I didn't mention that my particular focus at Durham University is the PhD students. So we have a broad aspect today. But our theme for today is Why You, Why Now. So I'll turn to Miki, if that's okay. So Miki, Why You, Why Now? What does effectuation in entrepreneurship mean to you?
I learned about effectuation when Salas visited Japan in 2018. And since then, I have been trying to incorporate effectuation into my entrepreneurship education. In Japan, in recent years, attempts have begun to introduce entrepreneurship education not only to universities, but also elementary, junior high, and high schools. As part of the efforts in 2023, we introduced effectuation workshop into a public junior high school in Kanagawa Prefecture. In the workshop, we asked students to list up their bird in hand and share them with their teams and work from there to come up with new services and products by CrazyCute. Through the workshop, I found effectuation is quite useful for students to discover the treasures they have in themselves and also the treasures of their classmates. It can give students a sense of confidence and self-efficacy. In parallel, we created a manga on entrepreneurship utilizing effectuation. The manga tells a story of a junior high school student that wants to support her local shopping district in Japan, which is wasting hard times getting customers through the door. She gets inspired and empowered by an entrepreneur guest talk and at her class and decided to take things in her hand to solve the problem. The manga has been quite well received by the students, and both the Japanese and English version is available online, so if you're interested in, please take a look.
Thank you very much. Absolutely fascinating, particularly that manga aspect. But I understand, Bruce, that you're supporting a different age group of the population in South Carolina. Would you like to tell me why now and what effectuation entrepreneurship means to you?
Thank you, Paul. I'm working with community college students, helping them with entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial mindset. There has been an assumption that entrepreneurial mindset must be taught. I disagree. I think effectuation helps students with language and context of entrepreneurial mindset. But the students, in my opinion, have already demonstrated that mindset. I see that over 80% of my students already have an idea for a business they'd like to start. Effectuation is just giving them a language to talk about that.
Thank you. Thank you. Really interesting ideas around the language that's used. Karen, if I'm bringing you in at this point, are you supporting a similar age group? Because you're in a similar arena, aren't you?
Yes, I work with the same population that Bruce works with, but I teach psychology, and actually my specialty is organizational psychology or the psychology of the workplace. So why me, why now with effectuation is because I see effectuation as a possibility for us really transforming higher education throughout the globe and becoming the kinds of organizations we aspire to be. And I think since we've got the topic of culture here with us today, I think that with our really good intentions, even after going through COVID together globally, and even with the advance of generative AI, I think we've still been a little bit resistant to change. And if that's the case, if we're stuck in that causal mindset, then if we learn effectuation and we learn the thinking and behaviors associated with effectuation, then we can start to toggle back and forth between or synthesize both causal and effectual thinking. And I think that could create an awakening throughout higher education for our students, for our colleagues, and for the communities we serve.
Thank you very much. I love that toggling backwards and forwards between causal and effectual thinking. That really is there's some clarity in that. It helps us to understand. Thank you. Brilliant. Agnes, if I can turn to you. You again are supporting a different population in Krakow. So why you? Why now? What does it mean to you?
Right. So I work with both bachelor and master students at our university, and they come from different programs. And my observation is actually contrary to Bruce, that it's not often that students manifest an entrepreneurial mindset, and definitely very little students at our university have any plans of becoming entrepreneurs and starting their own business. But I consider effectuation an extremely universal method, applicable, even I would say necessary, in all professional contexts. We live in a world that has many unstructured, very complex challenges that we must face. And the ability to switch intentionally between a causal and effectual thinking pattern will be very, very useful. So internalizing effectuation principles through different activities and workshops delivers our students with a sense of agency, a realization that they have so much more than they thought within reach, and they are able to do way more than they thought they could. So that belief, actually a deep conviction that I'm able to do more, is valuable for them as well as for us, the society, because people become action-orientated and they can get rid of all the excuses and they simply get things done. And these skills are sought by mainstream business, but I can imagine people working in any professional context. It's just extremely important to be able, like I said, to employ either causal or effectual thinking facing the problems that we must face.
Thank you. The passion in what you're doing shines through in everything that you said there. Some really interesting words there. Action and agency and so much more.
Okay, let's take a minute now and turn to you, because you address PhDs. And even having said what I said, my first thought when we met and talked here at the conference was, why do PhDs need effectuation?
Thank you. I'm going to pick up something you said, really, that the PhD community that I support don't necessarily see the value of enterprise or innovation in that way. And so I shy away from those words in my program. I use the terms agile and critical thinking, but it's very much steeped in effectuation. Recognizing that bird in the hand approach of who you are and what you know, so getting them to focus on that, starting with their discipline and their thesis, but then asking them to unpack where their motivations, values lie. Do they have hobbies, and trying to smush all that together, and then putting them in a room with other people with other disciplines and asking them to come up with an impactful idea in only 2 days is really, I've nearly said life-changing, but galvanizing for them into realizing that they can be so much more, which is some of the themes that you picked up on in what you said. But again, to take the theme a little bit further, my work with PhD students, trying to get them to come through the door when they don't see the value of the word enterprise, has evolved into a new program which is built on the people's love of pop culture, so Star Trek, Star Wars, Game of Thrones, and so forth, and trying to use that as a leverage in order to get people to come who wouldn't come to an enterprise session. And I'm pleased to say that that seems to be working very well as well. So it's using that effectuation method. It's using that that broad scope of all those aspects that we've spoken about already. But really, I'm being entrepreneurial, as we all are in our approaches, to think about what we know, how we can use it, and where our people are, and the impact that we can have.
Fully agree. And convinced and inspired by your work. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That sounds great, Paul. It's really awesome to hear about the impact that you're having with the PhD students. I appreciate you sharing that. Why don't you wrap us up today and take us to the conclusion?
Thank you. It's not easy to wrap all that up because there's so much fascinating aspects to the conversations that we've had, not only within the podcast, but in the 2 days that we spent together. But I would like to just highlight a few things. We've talked about the language that we allow the students to use, the belief that we allow them to have via not only our own interactions, but using the effectuation model. One of you mentioned, I think it was you, you, Agnes, mentioned the agency that we are inspiring within our own students. I'd just like to finish on what Mickey said about helping the students to unpack and recognize their own treasures within and how they can utilize that. So thank you all. Thank you, Agnes, Mickey, Bruce, and Karen, for participating in the Effectuation Conference 2024 show. I've been your host, as you know, Paul Stafford from Durham. And this series of podcasts is available on podcast platforms, effectuation.org and podcastentrepreneuriat.audiencia.com. Thank you very much all. If we ever have another episode, I'll be pleased to have you back. Thank you.